So this is in volume 6. This is letter number 1,000 of the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is letter 1,556. And this is dated Yud Iyar and Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. And this is addressed again to the Moreinu Michoel. It's Michoel Lipsker, which we actually just had a letter for him, and the Rebbe is going to reference the letter before. And the Rebbe starts off, Shalom Uvracha, and the Rebbe says, this is following my previous letter, we just read before, and the number of letters over here, it was 1,547. So the Rebbe says like this, so these were questions that the Rebbe is answering now. Number one, he wants to know whether it was I'm not sure what it is. I don't know what the Gersif is over here. Maybe it's the institution. To exempt the student from having to go to school on Shabbos, you have to put an effort into this, because if you are going to be negligent or weak in one area, then can be weak in other areas. I'm not sure exactly what the questions were. It's hard to make up exactly. But possibly that these were kids that were going to public school and they were also going to yeshiva, and he's trying to influence them that on Shabbos they shouldn't go to school. I don't know. Maybe off the wall. I don't know exactly. Number two, what you write, what's going on with the library? So that idea that there should be, the library should be in the place, in the home, or in the space of the Vada Ir, where there is the community community center or something like that, where the people that are having community affairs over there, that's maybe in that building. So even though the Rebbe says, the question is where to put the library. So even though there is an advantage that this way you will be able to sort of get a foothold into that area, but yet it's more important that it should be in a place which belongs to Ola Yosef Yitzchak, which is the Chabad general central organization over there. So that would be part of the activities of Ola Yosef Yitzchak, and this would publicize the work that they're doing, also that it is the library, and therefore through that we can sort of be hopeful that more balabatim, more people will become closer and they will drawing all more students. Generally speaking, the goal that the yeshiva especially and Ola Yosef Yitzchak, the general umbrella organization in general, should not be only in education and nothing else, but also in places that from there it will be expanding and strengthening all matters of Judaism in their place and in their surrounding environment. And it all needs to be done in a very diplomatic way. So the Rebbe says, so don't just run a school, but just get involved and try to be available or spreading out to the people in all sorts of Yiddishkeit, but do it in a diplomatic way as not to get, I guess, opposition. Number three, the Rebbe says, I am interested to know if you already received the Sefarim in English, about which you have already written some time, and if there is a need to send these kinds of sefarim also to the library, or this might cause a kalus, people will learn which is not under their guidance, because I guess I'm just thinking what the Rebbe means here. Again, it's hard to make up, but maybe because if they have the books available, they can read it on their own. They don't have to go to the yeshiva. They don't have to go to their program or something like that. As far as your question about the blank, the stationery, I guess, what should be written? So you should add the name also for the girls' school. And as far as your question, should you also give the local the address of 770, the Rebbe's address. So the Rebbe says because there is different approaches in your country, there is a sort of the relationship with other countries, you know, I guess Morocco, with America, with other places, and there's different opinions about these relationships. So I worry a little bit if it's going to be sort of publicized in a permanent way. So until we can clearly, you know, figure out, you know, the Rebbe didn't want, I guess, to have the stationery say that this is connected right to America, where maybe it's not until we'll figure out what the situation really is. But you are able to make a stamp or even to print like notes that the address is going to be ours over here, mine, and for those places that you need, that it's necessary, you can add it according to your, so don't put it right in the stationery. But you have a note, and if you want somebody to know that this is connected, so you can sort of add that, but don't put it on the stationery. As far as your question is that about the expenses on the mikveh, and that there wasn't a full agreement from the Lishka, that was the office that dealt with all European finances and the joint, the monies and different things. So the Rebbe says because of the order that my father-in-law so put in so much effort, so anything which is not in the plan of the work that needs to have the evaluation of several people, nobody, not to make a loan decision. So therefore, also with the matter of supporting it, whether it's to build or perhaps to fix the mikveh, which is not directly connected to our work, but it's only in a roundabout way. Like we said earlier, that if there is a Lubavitch institution in any place, it needs to be recognizable that their activities is all matters of Yerushalayim. The Rebbe said before, it shouldn't be just education. You should do, so a mikveh by extension is also in a roundabout way also connected. But nevertheless, it is the expenses is worthy it, but just so not to mix up, to prevent the mix up of the various different orders. So it's very important that you should first notify the Lishka, that's the office over there, was in France or here. And then make a decision by it. So, the Rebbe says that's the usual way you should do it. However, since you made what's done is done, And for sure, you already put into it the amount that was approved by the Lishka. I'm hesitating here because I'm not really getting the whole picture over there. Number seven. In one of your letters, you mention about translating the Shmuz, and that's a publication that went out for children's and Kinder and Jugend, Shmuz Kinder and Jugend. So you want to translate into French. So if it's possible, especially as you write one of your letter, that it's not, it doesn't involve expenses or not a lot of expenses, very, very small expenses. So then it's fitting to interest yourself in it, as long that this should be a responsible person to go over, to edit, make sure that the copy is correct. And also, if possible, to send here those, when they're ready, those, when they're, to inspect over here, after you already organize the zets, which means in the olden days they used to have the first imprint, and then before you print it, which means that there should still be the possibility to fix if there's any mistakes. It's understood that if this is going to come into reality, so there needs to be done from the booklets of the Shmuas and of the previous years, so that the booklet should come in the right month. So you need to do it from the previous years. That means that you should take a booklet from the years that have already passed for like about 2 months before the time to, and then if you give it 2 months, then for sure it'll come in time for that month. Number eight, what you're asking if it's proper to make a girls' school in Meknas. It's a city, I guess, in Morocco. So for sure that's properly, and not only in Meknas, but also in all other parts, especially and specifically that it should not be mixed, it should be separate with boys, which means not only should they not learn in one room, but they should not learn in a way where the entrance and the exit to the building should go through one door, one gate and one door. And how much better would be, it should be totally different buildings and different streets. Because the taking care in these matters, the more you do it, the more praiseworthy it is. With blessing for Hatzlacha, for success in your work.